officially said on Tuesdays, hours after the World Health Organization reported that new cases should reach about 10,000 people a week by December 10th. So what's happening is there's only 4,300 beds available by December 1st. So they think there's going to be double the amount actually infected with Ebola, and it's going to be accelerated, and they're not going to be able to keep it under control. They're very worried there.
I find the thing that's just so fascinating is that 2 months ago, Ebola wasn't really a big concern in the United States. It was just something that was more of a foreign virus, not very prominent. Like, we knew about it, but no one needed to really deal with it or really confront it head on. And now it's something that we're kind of almost fearing. Like, oh my gosh, people in the U.S. have it. Could we all get it? If we do all get it, what's going to happen? Are we going to survive? Can our kids get it? Is it something that can go through the birds, the plants, the food we get from other countries?
Yeah, I completely agree. And good news, though, having to do with Ebola, San Francisco's own Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are giving $25 million to the CDC Foundation to help fight the Ebola epidemic.
Ah.
So he's helping out there. And what's funny is every time I think of Mark Zuckerberg, I think of the movie, The Social Network.
Wasn't it Justin Timberlake?
Or
Ashton Kutcher.
Justin Timberlake was in it, but he didn't play Mark Zuckerberg.
Who played it, Mark Zuckerberg? Ashton Kutcher, right?
No.
Who? Oh my gosh, why am I not?
I'm having a blank with his name right now, but Justin Timberlake played a different character in the movie. But Mark Zuckerberg in the movie turns out to be such like a mean guy and all that, and so it's portrayed very mean. However, when I see, you know, all the great stuff he does here, it's just, you know, the movie makes him seem a lot meaner than he really is.
Well, do you know what? I mean, I feel like people's business ethics and their personal ethics are two separate things.
Yeah.
I mean, business ethics, that's, I mean, people are going to say business is business, but when it comes to personal ethics, that's all about compassion and your morals. So, I mean, I feel like he still might be a sketchy businessman, but I definitely think he has a heart like most people in the world, especially when it comes to something that could affect him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically putting down an investment to keep him and his future family safe.
Yeah, so he states here, I quote, "We need to get Ebola under control in the near term so it doesn't spread further and become a long-term global health crisis that we end up fighting for decades at a large scale, like HIV or polio."
Oof.
Wow. So we're trying to get it under, he's trying to help get it under wraps now.
Well, I mean, yeah, because this could affect him. It could affect all of us. And then he'll have no one to go on his Facebook, like, little thing, and no one will use it, and he'll lose money, and then he'll die, and
Everything will become crashing down once Facebook goes.
The end.
That's the end.
Finito.
After Facebook, it's all gone.
What's life without Facebook? Let's be real.
I know. Everyone's probably on it every day. Everyone checks it every day.
I check it every day. Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving along. Ruby Joe, you're taking a flight out of SFO tonight, yeah?
Yes, I am. Why? What kind of information do you have for me right now?
I'm only saying this because it's part of the news and the people need to know, but I don't want to freak you out because you are going there and you are taking a plane from this airport.
All right. So I brace myself
for
this information.
Brace yourself for this brutal landing. A Dallas-bound American Airlines flight that departed from San Francisco International Airport had made an emergency turnaround and landing on Monday at SFO. Some say that the cabin's wall panels cracked loose, and the aviation and airline officials said that the Boeing 757 decided to turn around an hour into the flight to the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport because of a possibly blown air duct. Flight 2293 departed from SFO shortly before 1 p.m. and landed without incident at about 2:15 p.m. No one on the plane with the 184 passengers and 6 crew members were hurt, but he said that the plane's problem is related to pressurization of the cabin and no one lost pressure or an oxygen mask did not deploy.
Wow. That's,
woo,
that'll just
scary.
Help my flight insecurities anyways, you know, hearing worse and worse things about flights.
Well, the first thing I thought was, oh, shoot, that's another thing I'm going to have to worry about every time I fly.
I know, like, I never even thought about, like, the pressure.
Like, I just got over this fear of, do you know what, I might be that lucky, like, 5 in 2,000 people who don't get in a plane crash. Like, I was super excited about that. I'm like, oh, I conquered the odds. Now I'm like, well, shoot, what if my plane's walls fall off?
In the middle of the ocean if you travel like
and
that.
And then you get sucked out of the airplane and you drown.
Like Lost.
Yeah.
That was scary. That was really cool, actually, show that was on television, how the air pressure in the cabinets, they all, exactly what you just explained, basically.
But, oh, that's
like,
weird.
In bigger in a bigger sense.
But you know the weird thing is, like, I feel like they do pretty thorough inspections of their aircraft because that's a huge liability.
Yeah.
On the airline's fault.
Like, completely.
I mean, you would think that they would maybe notice a crack in the, I don't know, wall. I mean, I don't know, the thing that holds the plane together. I mean, I'm no, like, aerospace or, like, airplane engineer or anything, but I'm just saying, I feel like
that's attention, a pretty common thing you would notice.
Yeah, attention to detail probably would have saved a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And money.
Exactly. That's a refund and new flights and all that fun stuff.
And, you know, in social studies in eighth grade, my social studies teacher, Mr. Herbal, told me money is power, power is money. And I'm losing a lot of money, which means you're going to lose a lot of power.
Yeah.
And not a lot of power means you're not making a lot of money.
And people who fly that airline are just going to recheck that and move on to a different airline because of it.
Yeah, they're going to be like, screw American, I'm going United.
Yeah.
Or Virgin. I really like Virgin. Virgin's a good flight. But the customer service at JetBlue is pretty cool, too.
I do look JetBlue because of the screens. And the seats are bigger. I feel like the seats are always bigger.
But Virgin's really... We took Virgin, I believe, to Florida this last summer. And they got this really cool, like, like, with buckling your seatbelts and stuff.
What?
Yeah, Virgin made a new video. So instead of watching the flight attendants do the stupid little...
The boring
like, thing,
little scheme they do every time.
No disrespect to you flight attendants, because that stuff's really hard, but... They Virgin Airlines did this cool video and people are like singing and dancing and snapping. It's like acapella meets like High School Musical.
In the airlines. That's pretty nifty.
I like sing along to the song. It's pretty awesome.
You know it by, you know, heart now. You listen to it on the daily. So you know your airline stuff. You know it.
I do. I do love it. I heart airlines and I really like
Virgin. Well, you fly a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You got it.
Because I can't walk.
I can't walk. Got
to
fly.
If I walk, I'll never get there. I'd still be getting there to this day.
That's true.
Do you remember that apparently kid?
Who?
That kid who says, apparently.
From what?
Ellen.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
little
yeah.
Little redhead kid, Noah.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And he's like, and they don't even drop me off at school. I have to walk all the way from the bus stop to my house. And then my legs hurt. And I like sit down and go, ah.
You mimic people like no other.
It's so funny. I've only watched about 6 times this last week. But anyway,
we have
more important matters to get
moving,
to.
Moving.
Noah, not, I mean, it's entertainment. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, moving on.
Moving forward.
To health.
Health. Oh, wait, health?
Or do you have more news for us?
I had one more news story.
All right, let's hear it.
Got one more. So, in a little bit more of a serious manner, there were 5 suburban teenage boys who were charged with dumping a bucket of urine, water, and tobacco spit on an autistic 15-year-old boy who thought he was participating in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge for charity. The Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office filed the charges Tuesday in juvenile court against the teens who are between the ages of 14 and 16. 3 of the teens face juvenile charges of delinquency, assault, and disorderly conduct. They will be asked to go with their parents to the Bay Village Police Station to be booked. The other 2 teens were charged with disorderly conduct and will be sent summons to appear in court. All the teens, including the victim, are from Bay Village near Cleveland to attend Bay High School. The encounter occurred August 18th at one of the suspects' home, authorities said, and it was reported to the police on September 3rd after the victim's mother found the video of it on her son's cell phone. The woman urged the media to share the video widely, and celebrities including Cleveland native Drew Carey offered reward money to catch whoever was involved. Although authorities did not know who dumped the bucket on the teen, Dwayne Deskins, the prosecutor in charge of the juvenile division, said in a statement that the victim of the 5 suspects were friends and would sometimes engage in distasteful and sophomoric pranks. He then added that the fake ice bucket challenge is clearly different. Dean Valore, an attorney who represents the autistic boy and his family, said the teen was scarred by his incident but is doing better thanks to the support he's received. He just wants to be a, quote, normal kid. He wants to fit in and he wants to have friends. Valore said the assault charges have some teeth and it's just not a slap on the wrist.
Wow, that's sad.
When I read that, it almost put me in tears. I mean, this kid, obviously, I mean, he's slightly autistic and people took advantage of that. And instead of him doing something good, they ended up just humiliating him.
How does someone even go about doing something like that, though?
I just don't know.
What goes through someone's mind?
I don't know. It's sick. It's really sick what people think is okay in this world.
Yeah, I completely agree.
But, I mean, I'm glad that finally something's being done about it and these boys will all get what they deserve.
Yeah, they find them.
Because they need more than just a little slap on the wrist and a spank.
Exactly.
And they go to jail.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's some real, yeah, that's real stuff.
That's real stuff right there.
All right. You had health.
Yes. So moving on to health, because guess what month it is?
breast cancer.
Yes,
it's hence the pink lipstick.
Yeah, you do. You're rocking
and your
the
pink nails.
And my pink nails.
Winning.
Well, last week we had our breast cancer awareness game for soccer.
Mm-hmm.
The men wore jerseys. They wore pink jerseys. And then for the girls, what we did is we tie-dyed our shirts. And one girl on my team, her mom actually had breast cancer 3 years ago. Oh. So on the back of her tie-dye pink jersey, she wrote for her mom. And so, very sweet. Painted our nails. We had headbands too. Pink headbands we all wore. So, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, everyone. So, October is the International Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a time where our thoughts turn to the women and their families affected by breast cancer across the world. And we consider what we can do, both as an individual and as a community, to prevent this disease, which has increased over the past few years. Breast cancer is the most common in cancer in women across the globe, and an estimated 1.67 million women diagnosed in 2012. By 2020, it's expected that the number will increase to almost 2 million.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's only a generation ago that breast cancer was still very much a topic not spoken openly. Early detection messages were not widespread, and there was little awareness in the community of symptoms to look for. It is estimated that at least one-third of breast cancer is preventable. While there are risk factors such as age, family history, and genetics, which are beyond individual control, there are a number of positive lifestyle changes women can make to reduce the risk of developing breast cancer. Being physically active every day, maintaining healthy body weight, and limiting alcohol intake significantly reduces the risk of developing breast cancer. And with 3 out of 4 breast cancers being diagnosed in women over the age of 50, it's never too late to start.
Wow. Yeah, that those are some shocking numbers you got there, Ruby Jo.
Yeah, I didn't realize there were so many people, but by those little lifestyle changes, you can help yourself of the risk of getting it. So.
And it's totally worth it.
Yeah, completely.
Well, I mean, I like that. That was it was informative, and I feel like everybody needs to be aware of this month, because I think some people just overlook it, or they make it more commercial than it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know, like people are like, oh, just wear pink, but they don't really sit back and reflect. Like,
and what people don't know, it's not only genetics. Like, there's lifestyle things that you can change to help your risk factors.
Yeah, I like that. What else you got for us?
All right, the next health news I have is kind of reflecting back on our old topics of when I had this in the sports topic about artificial turf. Because the artificial turf in women in soccer in the World Cup, now artificial turf is everywhere in the United States. From high schools, multi-million dollar sports complex, there are about 11,000 fields that are made up of the crub rubber that everyone calls, which is the tiny black little crumbs that are pulverized from car tires, and they're poured between the fake grass blades. The rubber and field gave the fields more bounce than a previous synthetic cushions, and cushioned the impact for athletes and helped prevent serious injuries like concussions. For goalkeepers, however, whose bodies that are in contact with the turf, the issue has multiplied. No research, however, has linked the cancer to the artificial turf, but it's enough to make them ask whether the crumb turf, the artificial turf, the product has been rolled out in 10,000 parks, playgrounds, schools, and stadiums everywhere, is safe for athletes and kids who play on it. Environmental advocates with the Environmental Protection Agency and Consumer Products Safety Commission are taking a closer look. While both the CPSC and the EPA performed studies over 5 years ago, both agencies recently backtracked on their assurance on these, calling their studies limited. But news in this statement, more testing needs to be done. The agency also said it's considered artificial turf to be a state and local decision, and they are going into further research. So the artificial turf is affecting goalies.
Well, weren't
the United
you just
States.
Talking about this last week too?
Yeah,
Abby Wambach.
Yeah, but this is actually a different case about it. What's happening is goalies are popping up throughout the United States saying that they have cancer, and they're getting cancer from the impact when they fall to the ground. They swallow the turf. The turf gets in their ears, goes up their nose. They're ingesting it.
Yeah,
and so these little turf things are becoming a cancerous product in them. It might just be a coincidence that a bunch of different goalies throughout the United States
who just happen to play on turf.
Exactly, are speaking up about it. So researchers are going in and taking a deeper look into what the cause actually is.
This could be a blessing in disguise for Abby Wambach.
Yeah.
Even though she technically already won, but I mean, she could get money problems. I'm sure money or a big, large support or basically whatever she wants from here on out when she has a request.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference, though, because she went in for the Women's World Cup.
But this is just another issue to add on. Like, us women are being pushed on turf, which is more difficult, more painful. But not only is it that,
we could call it
people
cancer
are getting cancer from it. Yeah. So
they're going into more research, so we'll keep you posted on that. But correlation or not?
Well, that is sweet. I like that people are taking a stand and finally moving forward on something and really inspecting the little cracks and faults, you know?
Yeah, I was talking to my goalie about that the other night. I was like, well, good luck.
Have fun.
Just try not to, you know, swallow the turf anymore.
Keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
In like the nicest way.
In the nicest way possible.
Keep your mouth shut.
Don't talk so you'll get cancer so you won't get cancer.
That's funny. Yeah. Alrighty, well, I think that wraps up your health, or do you have something else?
I have one small little thing that you can do if you have 10 minutes.
Ooh, that's okay. Lay it on us.
10 minutes, burn 100 calories. This is the fast total body workout you can do at home. You could do at a hotel. You can do in your office. You could do whenever. It's called the pyramid workout. And as far as it goes, it's about a routine. So you know equipment is needed and no large space is required. There are 10 moves. You start at 100 butt kickers. Then you go to 90 jumping jacks. Then you do 80 uppercuts sitting on the floor. So you go left side, right side. And then you do 70 hip raises. Then 60 renegade rows. 50 pikes. 40 high knees. 30 mountain climbers. 20 crab touches. And 10 push-ups.
Oh, wow.
So that takes about 10 minutes.
I'm like sweating thinking about that.
I know. But think about it. How many times you could do those 10 things in an hour? You can burn 1,000 calories in an hour. Or 600 calories in an hour.
Jeez,
there you go.
That's a lot of calories.
Yeah.
I'm like literally going to get a hot flash over here from that.
I know. It's actually kind of warm in here. I'm feeling
it
now.
It's starting to heat me up a bit.
I know. Working out, I was like, oh, starting to sweat already.
Well, okay. Let's list those off one more time just so our listeners can maybe write that down, jot it down on a notebook.
All right. One more time. 100 butt kickers.
Ugh.
90 jumping jacks.
Ugh.
80 uppercuts. 70 hip raises. 60 renegade rows.
Gross.
50 pikes.
Sounds hairy.
40.
Sounds hairy. No, sounds hideous.
40 high knee reps.
Gross.
30 mountain climbers fast.
Nasty.
20 crab touches.
Hideous.
And 10 push-ups.
Awful.
There it is. There it is for you. That's my health kick of the day.
And again, it'll get you sweating thinking about it. So if it's going to get you sweaty thinking about it, just think of how much sweat you'll have actually doing it.
Exactly. There you go.
Well, I appreciate that, Ruby Joe. I might be doing that later tonight in my apartment.
There you go.
Just, you know.
Yeah, how's your hip doing, though, by the way?
My hip is pretty okay. I'm currently not playing tennis right now. I've been kind of written off until the 20th. And then this Friday, I have an MRI to check and see what's going on. Fingers crossed it's not a partially torn labrum. But yeah, we're just kind of a
wait and see type of thing.
A little nerve-wracking. I mean, there's definitely something wrong, but it's just about how serious it may be.
So would you get surgery?
If it was torn, yeah.
Yeah.
But
not something.
Fingers crossed, I don't think it's torn. Good vibes, knocking on everything.
Knock on wood there.
I'm just
there
hoping it's a little muscle stuff. But
yeah.
Yes. Well, next week we shall know
what's going on
in Harper Clementine's left labrum.
That's very tricky.
Yeah.
Left labrum. Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, probably not. That's too much of an alliteration for me. But anywho, coming up after the break, we have our tech and entertainment segment. Iggy Iggs is involved with the screaming match, not with just Snoop Doggy Dogg, but with a recent paparazzi feud. She used the F word, she used the C word, and she even said, quote, "I hope you have Ebola and I hope you die." End quote.
Wow.
So we got that coming up next. We got a lawsuit. Kesha has filed a lawsuit against her producer, longtime producer, Dr. Luke, and claims that he sexually assaulted her, beat her, and drugged her, and then continuously called her fat. Following that, we have a little bit of a light note with Pink saying, just a little bit about her daughter, Willow Sage, and how she's such a potty mouth now.
A three-year-old.
Yeah, a little three-year-old. We got a video clip of her talking about her three-year-old, probably like sailor potty mouth.
That'll be funny.
Just cuss words, all fun. As for tech, we also got coming up curved TVs. Are those in our future, or are these just a concept gone wrong? And finally, Snapchat leaks. You thought they were gone, but just kidding. They're back. They're back and ready to haunt you. There's
all 100, over the internet.
100,000 images have been hacked into and placed in the possession of Snapchat hackers. It has been called the Snapning. So tune in to find out what exactly is going on and how you could possibly protect yourself / not become the next Iggy Iggs.
You are listening to Good Day from the Bay. This is Ruby Joe.
And I'm Harper Clementine. This is radio.dominican.edu.
DJ Bosco with another Bosco break. If you like shopping online, you'll be used to the endless stream of disappointing deals and sales pushed in front of you by retailers every day. They just never quite turn out to be the bargains they claim to be. Very few outlets offer extremely low prices on premium products, and even few make the experience of purchasing them fun and entertaining. But there are still some amazingly good deals to find out there that'll save you heaps of money. But they only exist on a handful of websites. One such retailer is a new online auction website called Quibids, who have worked out a way to sell you must-have products at prices that are so low you won't believe your eyes. Their product range is extensive and includes some of the most sought-after consumer items available. Examples are Apple devices, iPads, iPhones, and MacBooks, to HD televisions, Nikon cameras, and even jewelry and gift cards to premium retailers. To understand how this works, you first need to know what an entertainment auction is. This auction model is different to traditional online auction formats such as eBay. Every time a bid is placed, a charge of a few cents is made to their customers. Added up, these small individual charges amount to quite a lot. This enables them to sell an item that costs hundreds or even thousands of dollars for no more than 30 or 40 bucks. Simply put, the retail prices they charge are by far the lowest available online. Every time a customer bids, the auction is extended by no more than 20 seconds, and the last person who placed a bid when the clock time reaches zero receives the right to purchase the item at the discounted price. While you get a big buzz from winning an auction, strategizing over when to bid and how many bids to place is also huge fun. CEO Matt Beckman said that they are growing incredibly fast and that their numbers of customers now reaches into the millions. This is a new type of shopping that appeals to a mass audience. Consumers expect more when they shop these days, and Quibids offers that, he said. For an auction winner, the true cost of the item purchased is slightly higher than the final price the auction ended with, because the auction winner would have spent a few dollars bidding several times in the auction. Typically, this amount is fairly modest, so when both elements are added up, customers on average save around 75 to 85% of cost. For those who participate in any auction and don't win, they are able to use a buy now feature to purchase the product at a discounted rate, which is the listed price minus the value of the bids they have placed. This basically means the auctions are a no-loss proposition, which is pretty amazing. So if you are looking to save up to 90% on items such as brand new iPads for $32, a Samsung HD TV for $37, or a Canon Rebel T3i camera bundle for $27, check out Quibids today. That's the end of your Bosco break. Back to the show.
Good afternoon, San Rafaelians. Happy hump day. This is Harper Clementine, and you're listening to Good Day from the Bay.
And this is Ruby Joe. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
So before we went on break, we just kind of gave a little bit of a spill on what's going on in the Hollywood sleaze. We said that Iggy Iggs is in a little bit of a feud with Snoop Doggy Dogg, and that things aren't really going too hot for her as far as paparazzi, Snoop Dogg, her appearance, just all that jazz. Also going on, we have an Instagram quote from her talking about her incident, because Iggy was quoted saying some not very nice things and joking about the very sensitive subject of Ebola.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So we're going to talk about Iggy Iggs. We got a lawsuit that Kesha's filing against her long-term producer, Dr. Luke. And then we got a sweet little video from our dear, dear, dear Pink about her three-year-old Willow Sage and her newfound potty mouth.
And Ellen. She's on Ellen.
And so she's on Ellen. That's
everyone loves Ellen.
Makes it so great. So starting off with Iggy Iggs, have you heard much about this whole Snoop Dogg thing?
I actually read a little bit about it online, but I didn't get too far into it.
Well, supposedly she posted an Instagram picture and Snoop just randomly posted like a meme about her and like the people from White Chicks.
Yeah.
And called her ugly and said she was hideous and gross and all those mean, nasty names. And Iggy rebutted and said, well, why are you being a jerk?
Like, basically,
what's wrong? Like, you're coming at me out of nowhere. So she's kind of had a little bit of a rough week.
It is weird. Why would Snoop Dogg Dram like do that?
Yeah. Well, Iggy quoted at the end of an article saying it's like the guy who asks for your number and the second you say no, he says you're ugly and stupid and mean.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, poor Iggs. But Iggy Iggs, she was involved in a screaming match yesterday with a photographer who snapped her at a supermarket. The Black Widow rapper lost her cool after the paparazzi entered the store and took photos of her buying food. There's a video that just surfaced and the Aussie native's friend spits on one of the cameramen as the pop star exits the building. Azalea immediately joins in the confrontation and is heard saying, quote, I hope you have Ebola. I hope you die. You're an effing blank.
Wow. Quote. Classy.
So, at first you think, oh my gosh, she's so trashy. Why would she say that? They're just taking a picture of her. Get over it. But then she goes on Instagram to kind of defend her actions and she says, quote, something is only the way it is for as long as one allows it to be. What I'm comfortable consenting a paparazzi do doesn't require anyone's opinion but my own. I don't see why that's hard for some to fathom. Judge me for spazzing if you like, but you only saw 30 seconds of the aftermath, which was classy in comparison to what he said to us inside of the grocery store. We were discovering him laying on the floor at certain inappropriate angles after we had repeatedly and politely asked him to leave multiple locations during the course of the day. The fancy star added, I don't hate the paps, just the really aggressive ones. I only treated him the way he treated me all day. Fair is fair, playboys and girls, peace out.
Wow. So, well, there you go.
It's two sides to every story.
There really is two sides to every story.
Because I was like, I love Iggy Iggs. And when I read that, I was a little sad. I'm like, oh, that's so trashy. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you had to go downhill there. But then...
And then she came back and she ended up clearing up saying, well, this is what you didn't see. They've been following me all day. I asked them to please stop, please stop, please stop. And then I say, F you, and they stopped.
Yeah.
So...
Because they got their story. That's what they want. They want to get a reaction out of the people.
Exactly. It's like life.
Yeah.
I feel like people want the reaction, and when they get the reaction, they're satisfied, and if they don't, they get over it, you know? Jafiel?
I feel it.
So, Co, going into this whole Kesha matter, I was really shocked. The headline says, Kesha suing producer Dr. Luke for sexual assault, battery, and claims he drugged her and called her fat. Dr. Luke, his real name is Lukas Gottwald, is producer for Kesha, and Kesha is on this rampant lawsuit saying that there's sexual assault and battery. In her lawsuit, she says that for the past 10 years, Dr. Luke had sexually and physically and verbally and emotionally abused her to the point where she nearly lost her life. Dr. Luke abused her in order to destroy her self-confidence, self-image, and self-worth so he can maintain complete control over her life and career. The lawsuit goes on to say basically that he forced her to snort an illicit drug one time they got on a plane, and during the flight he forced himself on her while she was in such an intoxicated state she resulted in throwing up all over herself.
Oh.
Kesha details another occasion where Dr. Luke allegedly forced her to take what he described as sober pills, and through the sober pills she found out that she woke up the next morning, she was in Dr. Luke's bed sore and sick, and she later learned that those sober pills were another form of GHB. After the incident, Dr. Luke threatened Kesha in order to keep the whole thing a secret, according to the documents. Kesha's lawsuit continues to go on, saying that Dr. Luke would repeatedly belittle her and shatter her self-confidence by saying, quote, "You're not that pretty and you're not that talented. You're just lucky to have me," end quote. He also attacked her weight and called her a fat effing refrigerator. Kesha says the abuse caused her to suffer from bulimia, which she later entered treatment for.
Wow, that's sad.
So Kesha is basically all in all, she's suing for damages, including injunction to void her current recording contract and for just the rights to her music.
Well, that's good for her. It's good for her sticking up to the
it's
man.
It's really, really sad, and it kind of makes sense because when you look back, like Kesha did
physical
look like
abuse, she, well, emotional
she looked,
abuse.
When she first came out on the scene, she kind of looked like a train wreck. Everyone's like, she's just a trashy party girl. Like,
yeah.
And it kind of like the pieces fit. Like, she went to rehab for bulimia out of nowhere. It's not like, and not that she's fat by any means, but she didn't look like someone who had to fit the stereotypical mold of bulimia. Yeah. Like, she wasn't so thin or so sick looking, but it kind of almost adds up, and some may say that she's lying or she's fabricating a story, but something kind of, I believe her.
I believe her about that because of all, like, her, you know, her songs do talk about all the partying that she does and all that fun stuff, but there is, you know, someone behind it.
And what kind of, like, rubbed me to just believe that it's true is that, I mean, that's a lot of very detailed, like,
information,
and it's going on legal documents.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not like she's going to lie on something, like, in the court of law, I mean, fabricate a story, because no one knows who really Dr. Luke is. No one really cares who he is.
No one cares. No one knows
who
he is.
And it's not like she's suing for money. She's suing for rights to her music and to get out of her contract.
And that's something that she needs herself to move on. Yeah, you know, it's her thing anyways. And I think he's a big bag wolf in this case.
I just, I feel so bad for her. My heart goes out to Kesha because I do like her music.
I haven't heard much from her lately. Mm-mm. So this story kind of just
makes sense. That's what I'm saying. It's makes sense. It all kind of, the pieces fit. But in any matter, moving on to a little bit of a lighter doo-wop. Pink was on Ellen, and she talks about her daughter Willow Sage having a potty mouth at just 3 years old. We have a clip from Ellen's show, so take a listen.
During the pregnancy.
I know.
And now she's three.
She's three.
Is she over three or how old?
Three and a half, almost. She's nuts.
I bet she is.
She's totally nuts.
Made from the two of you. Yeah, I was talking to Carrie earlier today, and really, you both made it.
That.
She must be, like, wild.
She's delicious. She's wild.
He says she's
from
fearless.
Papa.
Yeah, he said she's fearless.
I'm physically cautious. I'm physical, but I'm cautious. He's reckless, and she's reckless.
Yeah.
She'll jump off. It's only 10 stairs, babe.
Yeah. Okay. He said, well, they've got to learn. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you kind of try to protect him from that. But
that's fire.
Yeah. Except she gets a potty mouth from you.
She does not have a potty mouth.
Yes, she does.
She almost had a potty mouth.
No, she... Tell them what she said to you the other day.
Am I allowed?
Yes. Okay. We'll bleep it, but yes.
Okay. I was in the getting ready to go out on stage. And she ran in, and she must have been preparing this, like, a bit. And she came in and she's like, I'm f***ing here. And I was like, I'm sorry, my ears don't understand what you're saying.
Wow. And then you don't want to make a big deal of it because she's going to keep saying it. So
she mutters it when she thinks no one's looking.
And someone must have said that to her at some point.
But it's so cute. I mean, I'm not encouraging it, but come on. Yeah. It's like a little 3-year-old body and they're just.
Yeah. No, and like a sailor. He's like a little sailor.
And that wraps up that little clip. This video continues to go on into her talking about Pink, talking about how she goes on to, I think it's like some Top Chef show, and how much she hated it because she's like, what they don't show you in the shows is that for 25 minutes, one person will talk about a piece of lettuce. And all I have to say is, yeah, it was really good. It was delicious. Thanks. She's so funny and she's just kind of so
real. She's funny. I haven't heard much about Pink in a while either. And so that was a refreshing little video you got for us.
I thought it was quite funny. But that wraps up my entertainment bit. We'll probably most likely, actually we will, have a follow-up on the Iggy Azalea thing, the Kesha thing. And I mean, unless Pink's daughter has another
incident
or violent outburst of erotic words, we won't have an update on that, but we'll make sure to pull in another video clip. But moving along into something a little bit more futuristic. Technology.
Right. Technology.
Like we always do. Just beep, that. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Curved TVs. Get this. When you think curved TVs, what do you think? Besides, obviously, a curved TV.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, the iPhone 6 is bent, so maybe there's a TV that, you know, has a weird curve to it. So, like, in a round room that it could, you know, fit. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, okay, so that's kind of like on it. When I was looking at the picture, it's really fascinating because it almost looks like a lava lamp.
Okay, that's kind of the style I was going for.
Yeah, and it says that they have that slightly rounded look. They bend like a piece of plastic being pinched on both sides. They started shipping a year ago, so they exist. But they were a showroom curiosity, and the blip on the LCD and the LED's display landscape cost about $15,000 and were only available for a limited time in specialty stores.
No.
However, curved TVs are now going for about $3,000 to $5,000, and they're rolling out everywhere.
Wow.
I was like, holy crap. They're rolling out everywhere, and I guess we'll be seeing them more in advertisements. Curved TVs will be out. Basically, they're the thing of the future.
They're the new thing.
Flat screens are out. Curved TVs are in.
Well, you know, you have to switch it up. You can't go even thinner because I don't think this flat screen TV can get any thinner than it is.
I could snap it with my leg.
Yeah, so they have to think of something that's not flat. So what's not flat?
Curved.
Exactly.
You might as well make a cube.
Yeah. Well, they have the cube car, so, you know, all the different styles.
But they say that understanding the science for these curved TVs can help. And they say the human eye has a field of view and it can take a scene from far away. It moves closer buildings or trees or objects on the television, so it looks like you're actually there and you're able to focus on it better. The slight curve in the TV also helps create a wider field of view. There's an advantage with the screen glare in that it adds a more realistic sheen to the screen.
Okay.
So it's almost like you're looking out your window watching it.
Wow.
Like, it's absolutely bizarre.
It's gonna be like Soaring Over California, but in your own living room.
Yeah, and the effect is minimized on a curved television because the curves angle inward towards the center, and watching on a curved TV feels like you're going to the movies, especially since the latest Ultra Cineplex screens use a slight curve to create a higher sense of immersion. Two of the latest models include Samsung's Curve Smart TV 65-inch HU9000 for $4,500.
What a mouthful.
Yeah, seriously. And LG's Curved OLED TV 55-inch 55EC9300 for $3,500. Yeah. According to professionals, each TV has its own advantages.
Oh, wow.
I will look that up. I'm not a number cruncher. Here I am. Rattling numbers. Yeah, you're gonna go into job
like Best Buy and be like, I need a 5763
OLED 55 inch TV 5ECDDDDD. Like,
yeah, and then they'll be like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I gotcha.
I would hate working at Best Buy.
I couldn't do it.
I can barely remember like menu options. Like, what the heck? I like barely memorized the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Oh, that's one. That's a one you got to memorize, though.
That's very important, and I don't even memorize it. So I don't know how on God's green earth I'd memorize TV selections.
Oh, yeah. No
like,
way.
Like, I'd be like, so the flat screen?
The flat screen? No, the curved screen, 478-30.
I wouldn't even know.
Nope.
I would just assume flat screen.
Yeah.
Because I'm that outdated.
Coming
you know, it's from me and my iPhone 4S, a.k.a. my archaic Haitian era phone.
Yeah, you got to get the 6. Get on that, remember?
I'm waiting for my upgrade. I just got to get a 5 first.
Yeah.
I can't be cutting corners. I got
the
5C.
I got the 5C.
Yeah, I know you do. I see it, my little chunky phone. It looks like a little chunky Oompa Loompa next to your phone.
It weighs so much more than like my phone and now the 6. So...
And it looks chunky.
Yeah.
My phone looks like it needs to go on a diet. But that's okay. I probably do
like
too.
My life.
Maybe by the time I start losing weight, I'll get a 5 all of a sudden. Like it'll fall from the sky because I lost weight.
Yeah, there you go.
Like your phone looks like you. They say dogs look like you, their owners, but like
your phone looks like your owner.
Yeah. That's what I'm kind of aiming for.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, so what I talked about before the break, there has been a hack on Snapchat. You thought they were gone, but they're not.
They're back.
Naughty pictures. I'm more concerned about my ugly pictures.
Yeah, my facial triple chins.
I've created like 5,000 chins.
Yeah, or like when I do like a little pig face. When I'm like eating food, I send the weirdest facial expressions.
I like curl my lips up. I like peel my eyelids back. I
look like a donkey sometimes.
I look like Dobby.
From Harry Potter, everyone. This is true. I came up with the nickname. She looks like Dobby from Harry Potter.
When I tuck a hood behind my ears and hide my hair.
Her ears, they're little elf ears. It's fine, though. It's nice.
Yeah, so I mean...
It's going to be fine.
I have thousands of hideous pictures out there. And, well, actually, I'm not even that. I don't care. If anyone finds them, I mean, they're a good laugh. And then you get over it.
They're
but anyway, to the story. The 13-gigabyte database of Snapchat photos that users thought had been deleted have recently been released by hackers who have been collecting the files for years. Business Insider reported the hack is being called the Snappening, reporting rivals that the iCloud breach that recently targeted celebrities and includes at least 100,000 images have also included Snapchat files. Snapchat files were posted online via viralpoop.com, a fake website that installed malware on computers trying to download the images. The viral site has been taken offline, but not before thousands of people were already accessed on the Snapchat collection, according to the Business Insider. The past few weeks, there have been hints in underground photo trading chat rooms that something big was about to happen. It turns out the big event was a third-party Snapchat client app that had been collecting every photo and video file sent through it for years. This has given hackers access to the 13-gigabyte library of Snapchats that users believe had been deleted. Users have told Business Insider that the collection of photos includes a large amount of child pornography. Half of the Snapchat users are teenagers between 13 and 17 years old, and according to the site, a statement also from the Business Insider says Snapchat confirmed the images in question that came from third-party sites, but denied hackers had breached the site's servers.
I mean, I do love me some Snapchat, but I've noticed that my Snapchatting game has really gone down a lot more since like school starting, everything like that. Like over the summer, I was like, I'm going to Snapchat everything I do because I'm so bored, but I don't Snapchat as much. So, you know.
I just Snapchat like ugly pictures.
Yeah.
Still. You think I'd learned my lesson.
You Snapchatted me this morning, actually.
Rainy it was day. So hideous. You it was so sad. Bad. My eyes were all puffy and like I had no makeup on and it was rainy and the lighting was hideous. I had a rain jacket that hit all my hair. I was like Dobby, but like sad Dobby.
Sad Dobby in the storm.
With puffy
Dobby.
Face. I had a puffy face.
Yeah. It was a good Snapchat though. But I didn't save it because I never even, you know, thought to save other people's Snapchat.
I know, we
Snapchat.
Used to be on top of this.
Yeah.
We used to screenshot, but anywho. That's what's going on in the world. Don't take any weird pictures you don't want your grandma to see. Or
True.
Your boyfriend.
True.
Yeah, because you don't want your boyfriend seeing your hideous pictures.
Exactly.
And you don't want your grandma seeing your nasty pictures.
So just take funny pictures and you can Snapchat away. That's all.
Yeah, I heard that. Preach it.
Heard that.
All right, so we're heading to a commercial break. What do we got coming up next, Ruby Joe?
Sports, and more sports.
Ooh, I love sports. All right, well, just stay tuned after the break, and we'll get to sports with Ruby Joe. I'm Harper Clementine, and you're listening to Good Day from the Bay, only on radio.dominican.edu.
You and my blood boils high. I feel my temperature rise.
This is DJ Bosco with another Bosco Break. If you like shopping online, you'll be used to the endless stream of disappointing deals and sales pushed in front of you by retailers every day. They just never quite turn out to be the bargains they claim to be. Very few outlets offer extremely low prices on premium products, and even few make the experience of purchasing them fun and entertaining. But there are still some amazingly good deals to find out there that'll save you heaps of money. But they only exist on a handful of websites. One such retailer is a new online auction website called Quibids, who have worked out a way to sell you must-have products at prices that are so low you won't believe your eyes. Their product range is extensive and includes some of the most sought-after consumer items available. Examples are Apple devices, iPads, iPhones, and MacBooks, to HD televisions, Nikon cameras, and even jewelry and gift cards to premium retailers. To understand how this works, you first need to know what an entertainment auction is. This auction model is different to traditional online auction formats such as eBay. Every time a bid is placed, a charge of a few cents is made to their customers. Added up, these small individual charges amount to quite a lot. This enables them to sell an item that costs hundreds or even thousands of dollars for no more than 30 or 40 bucks. Simply put, the retail prices they charge are by far the lowest available online. Every time a customer bids, the auction is extended by no more than 20 seconds, and the last person who placed a bid when the clock time reaches zero receives the right to purchase the item at the discounted price. While you get a big buzz from winning an auction, strategizing over when to bid and how many bids to place is also huge fun. CEO Matt Beckman said that they are growing incredibly fast and that their numbers of customers now reaches into the millions. This is a new type of shopping that appeals to a mass audience. Consumers expect more when they shop these days, and Quibids offers that, he said. For an auction winner, the true cost of the item purchased is slightly higher than the final price the auction ended with, because the auction winner would have spent a few dollars bidding several times in the auction. Typically, this amount is fairly modest, so when both elements are added up, customers on average save around 75 to 85% of cost. For those who participate in any auction and don't win, they're able to use a buy now feature to purchase the product at a discounted rate, which is the listed price minus the value of the bids they have placed. This basically means the auctions are a no-loss proposition, which is pretty amazing. So if you're looking to save up to 90% on items such as brand new iPads for $32, a Samsung HD TV for $37, or a Canon Rebel T3i camera bundle for $27, check out Quibids today. That's the end of your Bosco Break. Back to the show. When you see me right by.
And we are back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Ruby Joe.
And I'm Harper Clementine, and this is Good Day from the Bay.
All right, so jump in real quick about sports. San Francisco Giants breaking down Game 3 of the NL Championship Series at AT&T Park last night. Box score, Giants 5, Cardinals 4. Giants lead the series 2-1. Woo, Giants! All right, next, Minnesota Vikings star running back Adrian Peterson could be facing a week in jail after allegedly admitting last week to smoking marijuana. Oof. The judge in the Peterson case, Kelly Case, told an audience last year that he gives a one-week jail sentence to those who test positive in their first court administration drug exam. According to the court results, Peterson admitted last week to smoking a little weed, a confession he made while submitting to a drug test in Montgomery County, Texas. While Peterson allegedly told the person administrating his drug test that he had smoked weed, it is not publicly known whether Peterson tested positive for the marijuana. Next, a New Jersey high school has canceled the remainder of the football season in wake of the serious allegations of bullying and hazing, which has left some of the applauding it to stand to others upset the entire team for the punishment for the alleged actions of a few players. So the Cerne Valley High School, whose football team has won 3 state championships in the last 4 years, announced Monday that the season has been canceled after 4 games. Oof. Next, an Air Force captain completed a successful admission in front of thousands cheering NFL fans on Sunday when he got down on one knee during a break in the game and proposed to his girlfriend, a cheerleader for the Arizona Cardinals. Oh. The Air Force captain, dressed in a flight suit, received resounding yes from the cheerleader. As the crowd roared as its approval during the breakdown, the first and second quarter of the Cardinals game against the Washington Redskins, the proposal was shown on the giant video screen at the stadium.
Oh,
Very cute. So savvy. Very cute.
That was really good news. You're very quick and concise. You like really packed a punch in that one.
Yeah, I got all my four stories in before you know our show.
I know. That was awesome. That was amazing.
How to pack them through. Give the most information and the little stories.
You got a gift.
There we go. Sports.
I like that. It's like boys, Lady Gaga, but sports.
I was thinking about that, actually.
Boys.
There we go.
But anyway, that wraps up our show today. I hope you guys enjoyed everything we had to talk about and our little ad-libs and goofy gibs and
little spices here and there.
Spicy, saucy sides.
little tongue twisters as we talk.
Exactly. I hope you guys come and tune in with us next Wednesday from 2 to 3. This is Good Day from the Bay, and I'm Harper Clementine.
And I'm Ruby Joe. This is radio.dominican.edu.
Bye.